ABC News, I'm Ben Thomas. Opening statements at Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York. The AP's Michael Sisson.
Prosecutors portray this as election interference, an effort to hide information from the voters, alleging Donald Trump falsified business records in the form of invoices and checks made out to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, said there's nothing illegal about trying to influence an election and nothing illegal about that alleged scheme between the National Enquirer, Trump, and Cohen.
The Supreme Court's weighing whether cities can ban homeless people from sleeping outdoors. Jackie Quinn has those arguments.
Justice Clarence Thomas questioned the attorney for Grants Pass, Oregon.
Is there a crime here for being homeless?
The city tried to fine homeless people sleeping outdoors several hundred dollars, but was blocked by an appellate court. Justice Elena Kagan says you can't outlaw sleep, comparing it to breathing.
You would not think that it's okay to criminalize breathing in public.
And Justice Neil Gorsuch noted the sanitation issues.
Do people have an Eighth Amendment right to defecate and urinate?
No.
Homeless advocates worry that bans and fines will be the only way communities deal with the growing number of Americans without homes. Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Where are they supposed to sleep? Are they supposed to kill themselves not sleeping?
A ruling is expected around June. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned over Hamas's October 7th attacks. Meantime, an independent review of the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees has found that Israel never expressed concern about anyone on the staff lists it received. The panel says UNRWA has robust procedures to uphold its neutrality, but also cited serious gaps in implementation. The review followed allegations a dozen employees of the agency had participated in Hamas's attacks. Stocks clawed back some of last week's losses. The S&P rose 0.9%. This is AP News. A U.S. ally's protesting a remark last week by President Biden.
At a Pennsylvania war memorial, the president talked about his uncle, Second Lieutenant Ambrose Finnegan Jr., whom he says was shot down over Papua New Guinea during World War II.
They never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Prime Minister Joseph Marape says while that may have been a slip of the tongue, he's accusing the president of disparaging his nation by appearing to imply cannibals ate Finnegan. Biden's spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said last week the president was simply honoring the bravery of troops who died defending America, including Finnegan. Military records also don't support the president's account that Finnegan's plane was shot down. The Pentagon says it crashed in the ocean after both engines failed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.